Welcome to Dose of Courage, a podcast for purpose-driven women in search of community who are ready to level up in their faith, business, and life. I'm Courage Molina, your courage coach, here to equip you with the tools you need to live a bolder and more courageous life so you can increase your impact and income. Courage Crusaders, let's go. What's up? I am so glad that you are back here listening to the podcast. If this is your first time, welcome. Go ahead and subscribe to the YouTube channel, Courage Molina, where you can catch all the latest episodes of the Dose of Courage podcast. You can find the midweek motivation there. All the good video footage that is available is over at the YouTube channel. So go ahead, subscribe. You do not want to miss out. To all of those who have been rocking with me for a minute, what's good? What's good, fam? Glad y'all are back. I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much for sharing the podcast and for tagging me and writing your reviews on iTunes. I really appreciate it. It helps the podcast to be seen by people who might not have heard about it. And so that's good for you to share good stuff. And I'm glad to know that you consider the Dose of Courage podcast good stuff. I'm glad. Thank you for being here. Now listen. I do not like making mistakes, okay? Like, I used to be so hard on myself. I don't want to make mistakes. I don't like to make bad decisions. I don't like it when things don't work out well. And honestly, I haven't had a lot of experience. I hadn't had a lot of experience with like failure and things like that. And that's not bragging. That's just me helping you to understand how risk averse I was and how limited in the things that I would try, right? Like if you're not making mistakes, if you're not messing up sometimes, you're not trying a lot of new things. You're just doing the same thing that you've mastered over and over. You're not growing at the rate that you could be growing at. And that was me for a long time. And part of that is because I was really hard on myself. Like, I couldn't let things go when I made a mistake or when I messed up or when things didn't go well. And sometimes I would use that to, to give myself value, right? So if I didn't do well, what did that say about me as a person? If I made a mistake, what did that say about my intelligence or my gift or my skill? And that's ridiculous. But I've grown from that. And I have learned to forgive myself for making mistakes. I've learned to forgive myself for making decisions in life and in business that don't end well. And I've learned to show myself some grace. And that sounds good. It sounds like, yes, I've grown. But that led to another problem. And the problem with that is that because I had so much forgiveness and grace, I kind of stalled my growth in my business. It wasn't a good thing. It wasn't the right thing because it wasn't a good strategy that I was always forgiving myself. It wasn't a good way to be like, oh, forgiving myself and showing myself grace. Now I'm going to tell you why, because forgiveness is something you use. Forgiveness is necessary when you've wronged someone, when you have hurt somebody, right? So if you wrong somebody, yes, you want to ask for forgiveness. You want to forgive yourself. If you've hurt somebody, great. Maybe you have shareholders. Maybe you have business people that are dependent on you. And so you made a decision and they were hurt by that. Then you need to forgive yourself for those things, right? I wronged someone, either intentional or accidental. And I've harmed someone, whether it's financial, emotional, whatever, either intentional or accidental. Okay, that's something to forgive yourself for. That is something that needs forgiveness. But mistakes in business, making a decision and things not working out the way you hope they would, you do not need no forgiveness for that. You know, because I'm a good person. And you're listening to this. You're a purpose-driven woman. Then you are a good person too. Or at the very least, we desire to be good people. And as good people, we want to avoid making mistakes. We want to avoid doing things that will later require us to ask for forgiveness, to have to forgive ourselves, to show ourselves grace. We just want to skip that altogether. We don't want to do that. And so what happens is we start to treat mistakes like they're bad, right? And mistakes aren't bad unless they hurt somebody or they lead to someone being wronged. That's when mistakes are bad. Outside of that, I have this quote that I think sums it up perfectly. It's by Layla Gifty Akita. She's the author of, I think it's called Think Great, Be Great, or I think that's the name of it. She says, mistakes are experiences. Without these experiences, there is no learning. I want to read that again. It's so good. Mistakes are experiences. Without these experiences, there is no learning. Oh, that's so good. Mistakes, it's not equivalent to you wronging people. And avoiding mistakes does not lead to greater success. It doesn't lead to increase in impact. It doesn't lead to increase in income. You know, what it leads to is you doing less. When you want to avoid making mistakes in your business, it leads to you doing less. And it leads to you learning nothing. There are so many years I spent wanting to avoid making mistakes, wanting to avoid making the wrong decision, just sticking to what I knew, the things I was good at. And there's an upside to that, right? I became really, really good at the thing that I did, but I didn't grow outside of that. I couldn't develop any new skills. I couldn't develop new skills that way. Why? Because when you start trying to develop a new skill, you're going to make more mistakes. Like, think about when kids learn to walk. Think about when you start learning how to play the piano. Think about when you learn a new dance, like whatever it is. When you first start out, you're just now starting, you make way more mistakes. The first time you refinish furniture or do something like that, it's like absolutely insane. Like you continue to make mistakes. That's what happens. You make a ton of mistakes. But you don't want to avoid them, right? Because then you're doing less. And I'm not talking about being reckless, right? That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about reckless behavior where you're out here all willy-nilly. You're not trying to do any, research. You're not learning. You're not, you know, taking a class or reading a book. Like, I'm not talking about that. Okay. I'm not talking about reckless behavior in your business. I'm talking about you need to try a new strategy. You need to try a strategy that's tried and true, but it's new to you or you haven't done it and it's required for you to level up. But now, you know, you don't want to do it because you're afraid that you're going to make a mistake, or you did it and you made a mistake. You tried something new one time in your business, or maybe you tried 10 new things, right? You tried 10 new things and those 10 things didn't work out the way you thought. And so now every time you try something new and it doesn't work out, you just move on to a new thing and a new thing and a new thing. And so now you've kind of racked up these mistakes. Now you don't want to do anything else. Like, now you want to avoid it. Like, okay, I've made all these mistakes. Now I want to avoid making these mistakes. But that's counterproductive, because mistakes are experiences. And I truly believe that. That's why I love the quote. Mistakes are experiences. And experiences are how we learn things. I mean, just period. Experiences are how we learn. So we can't avoid them. It makes us uncomfortable. It exposes us. We have to be vulnerable in order to do these things. So what can you do? Right? What can we do? Because we don't want to make mistakes. We just keep forgiving ourselves for things, and that forgiveness is messing you up. You have to change your mindset, right? That's the first thing. You have to change your mindset. We cannot be trying to level up in business. You can't have the mindset that you want to increase in impact and income, but you want to avoid making mistakes. Oh, you know, because then we start playing not to lose. We're not playing to win. We're not using these strategies for increase. We're using strategies to reduce our risk, or we're, you know, choosing strategies that can minimize the likeliness that we're going to make a mistake, or that there's going to be some type of setback or resistance or whatever. You have to change that mindset, because if you don't play to win, you don't win. it doesn't matter if you play not to lose. If you don't play to win, you don't win. I mean, that's just the same thing. If you're not training to win, then you don't win. You're just training not to lose, or you're training not to get hit. Have you ever been in a fight? I use this example a lot. You cannot win a fight trying to avoid getting hit. Now listen, nobody wants to get hit. And that's what mistakes feel like. That's what the aftermath of mistakes feel like. You feel bad. You try something new. You feel bad. And then you want to give yourself a pep talk. And then you want to forgive yourself. Like, oh, I forgive myself for making that. No, you don't need to forgive yourself. That's messing you up. Every time you forgive yourself for making a mistake where no one was harmed, right? And no one was wronged. Every single time you forgive yourself for one of those types of mistakes, you reinforce this idea that making mistakes are bad. And so now you're training yourself to avoid the very thing that you need in order to grow your business. So we've got to change our mindset. You have to change your mindset from this, you know, this avoiding of mistakes. You cannot play to avoid mistakes. You have to play to impact. You have to play to increase. Like, that's it. I want to make an impact. I want to increase my impact. What do those strategies look like? What do those decisions look like, right? And so those are the things I'm going to do, because I'm not running from making mistakes. They're not these bad things that I need to avoid. You also have to change how you talk about it. So you try something and now you're telling somebody how it didn't work out, right? I'm trying to learn these Facebook ads. Like, oh, y'all pray for a sister, okay? I'm trying to learn these Facebook ads. But before I started trying, and I don't mean like, when I say trying to learn the Facebook ads, I mean I'm trying out different strategies to see which one is gonna work, right? Like I'm doing multiple things. But before I did that, I was just like doing whatever with the Facebook ads. I was just like throwing money at the group, or Lord. I didn't have a very good strategy, right? And so every time I spent money on Facebook ads, and I kind of racked up a nice little amount, right? Every time I spent money on Facebook ads and I couldn't see the increase, or it didn't do what I thought it was going to do. One time I put $100 on a day, one time, like, and then right after that, I was like, okay, I'm just going to do $5 over 5 days or something like that. And it got the same amount of impressions. I was like, so I spent $100 and still didn't get any increase. And then I spent $5, didn't get any increase. But like, whatever, their analytics basically says that the same number of people saw it. I'm like, this is not good. And after doing that a few times, I just felt so defeated. I felt like I made a mistake. And then I was like forgiving myself for using the budget. I was forgiving myself for using the money for the Facebook ads. And I didn't do another Facebook. I didn't pay for Facebook ads after that for a minute, because I wanted to avoid, like, I didn't want to have to again basically forgive myself. You know, I apologized to my husband. I'm like, hey, you know, I've spent a couple $100 here and it's got like no return at all. You know, it's, I don't know, but he's like, why are you apologizing? He's like, it's fine. You know, he's like, it's fine. It's not a big deal. I'm like, it feels like a big deal, because I could have done something else with that money. Maybe I should have used a different strategy. I just, you know, all of these things, and I felt bad about it. And so I had to forgive myself for it. And since it was registered as something bad, that was it for Facebook ads. But Facebook ads, and I know, you know, I know that there are plenty of ways, or so I hear, that you can make, you know, increase your income and your impact without Facebook ads and grow organically and quickly and all of those things. I know that there are lots of people out there teaching lots of ways. I get that. But one of the things I know is that a lot of my clients are on Facebook, the clients that I have now. And I assume that some of my future clients will also come from Facebook. Facebook is a platform where I have a lot of engagement, right? And so what does that mean? It means that Facebook ads are probably something I need to learn more about. Facebook ads are probably something I need to put some money into strategically, yes, but I wasn't ready to do that. I couldn't do it. Why? Because in my mind, I needed to forgive myself for the money I spent on the Facebook ads, and I felt bad. And when you feel bad about something that you've done and you're a good person and you don't want to keep making mistakes, you don't want to keep doing something bad, then you don't do it anymore. Even if it's not something bad. That's why it's so important for us to change our mindset. So I have to change the way I talk about it. So when I talk about my Facebook ads now and the experience that I have, I now say things like, yes, you know, I invested some money in Facebook ads. And what I realized is that that's not a thing that I can wing. I can't wing that. I can wing a live, a Facebook live. I might be able to wing a email campaign or something just by reading a couple of articles, but creating Facebook ads and creating target audiences and that kind of thing, what I've learned is that's not something that I can wing. Not me. Somebody else maybe, not me, right? So that means I either have to take a course on Facebook ads, I need to hire somebody to do my Facebook ads, or I have to choose another strategy to grow my reach on Facebook, right? If I want to grow organically, then I have to double down on doing those strategies. And so that's how my conversation is now. I talk about the lessons that I've learned from it. When I'm in a room with people and we're talking about Facebook ads, I'm not like, oh, you know, I wasted so much money. I'm like, yeah, you know, I tried the Facebook ads without having these things in place. And so this is what I've learned from it. I no longer say I wasted this amount of dollars on Facebook ads. And so that's true for the decisions that I make in my business in general. If I write an email, if I try a new strategy or whatever, and I don't get the response that I wanted, I don't get the engagement that I wanted, people aren't, whatever it is, right? I don't get the desired outcome. I no longer talk about those things like they're mistakes. I really just pull out the lessons from them and keep it moving. So now I don't feel bad about a mistake that's really just a lesson, right? And then you have to change what you do. Hello. If I change my mindset and now I'm going to play to win, right? My mindset is not to avoid losing, not to avoid making mistakes because mistakes aren't bad, but to actually set my sights on winning, right? Once I have that and I change my speech around it, then I need to make sure I change what I do, right? And what does that mean? It means that I have to process the lesson, which is what I told you I did. I have to process the lesson. What is the lesson from this? So I didn't get my desired outcome, but what did I learn? And how can I take that lesson and implement it in my business? How can I tweak my strategy? How can I change? How, you know, what type of pivot, what kind of adjustment do I need to make to my strategy or my campaign? Right? So change my mindset, change what I say about it or how I talk about it, and then literally change what you do or how you did it. So you're kind of tweaking it. And I did not like the idea. I didn't like or use, let me not say I didn't like it because I didn't use it. I didn't do a lot of tweaking before 2019. Okay. I mean, even in 2000, before 2019, I probably did almost no tweaking. And when I say tweak or adjust or whatever, I mean in the same program or in the same group or with the same product or with the same service. I didn't do tweaking. It wasn't until like 2019, probably mid 2019 or something like that, where I was in Purpose the Platform. And so, yes, I coach with Patrice, but I was also a participant in the Purpose the Platform program last year. And, you know, I used the program is great. You know, you go through the modules and you get all the calls and it's wonderful. And so that was the first time I kind of changed up one of the programs I had previously. So I was already doing the, you know, Courageous Tribe. It was called Courage Mastermind. I was already doing that at the time. I already had a mastermind. And so when I went through Purpose to Platform, I changed some of the things. I made some tweaks. I definitely changed the price. I changed the branding. And then I launched again. And I launched and I had a few people sign up. And when those, I made more money than I had made previously, right? And then after those people signed up, I was like, okay, I'm gonna create another program. And Patrice was like, but have you met your income goals, your revenue goals from that program? Like, have you made the money you wanted to make from that program? I'm like, no, I only did it one time. Of course I didn't make the money. That's why I'm gonna do a new program. She was like, no. Instead of doing a million different things, do this one thing a million times, maybe a million different ways, but kind of stick to this until you get to where you're going, right? Until you get to where you're going. But when you have the, I made a mistake, I need to forgive myself mindset, that's it. I launched a program. It didn't make six figures. That was like, that's a failure. That's a mistake. I need to forgive myself, show myself some grace for not being able to, you know, make six figures on one launch. But I also want to avoid having to forgive myself again. So now I'm not relaunching that program. I wasn't. I know it sounds crazy, y'all, but this is real life. This is true information here. Transparency at its finest. I would just move on. I would just be like, oh, I've created a program. I launched it. It didn't make six figures. Not launching that program again. If you have been following me, you know that the Courage Mastermind, now called Courageous Tribe 2.0, you know that that is the first program and the only program that I have offered over and over again. And I have offered lots of programs. I did a podcast program. I did a program on like how to create a great speech, right? Or a talk, or how to outline a great talk or something like that. I did a class like that. You've never heard of these, right? You've been following me. You never knew I did these. Mm-hmm. I did a course on writing a book. Never heard that, right? Do you know why? Because I launched it once. People signed up. None of those programs made six figures in that first launch. And then I just moved on to the next one. And that's why I have so many, right? So I did one program. Let's say it was the podcast program. I did that. Maybe I made, you know, had maybe a few people enroll in that program, not $100,000 worth. And I'm like, okay, well, I can't promote that again because the people that are following me have already decided they don't want it. So now I'm gonna offer another program. Right? Why? Because I felt like those things were bad things that I needed to forgive myself for. And we don't say like, oh, that was bad. We're just like, oh, I need to show myself some grace. And, you know, show myself some forgiveness. Like, I don't need to forgive myself for not having a launch. I don't need to forgive myself for investing in myself and my business and not seeing a return right away. That is not, you don't need to be forgiven for that. I don't need grace for that. I need to pay attention to that. Like, you need to pay attention. And so that's what I want you to take away from this episode, that when you make mistakes in your business, or you put yourself out there, or you invest in your business, or you sign up for a class or a course and you don't get the results that you want, don't be talking about, and yes, I said don't be talking about, oh, I need to forgive myself, or oh, I need to show myself some grace. No, pay attention, take notes. What did you learn from it? And move on, period. Because the more you think that you need to give yourself grace, the more you think that you need to forgive yourself, the less likely you are to make those kinds of decisions in your business. And that freaking paralyzes you. Paralyzes you, which is the complete opposite of what you need to level up in your impact and level up in your income. So the last thing we need to do is be paralyzed because we don't want to make mistakes. Counterproductive, people. Counterproductive. That's all I have for you. Well, you know, that's not all, because I'm the Courage Coach. So y'all know I have what comes now. Do you know? If you know, and you're watching this live with me, drop it in the chat. What comes next? Mm-hmm. I'll wait. Now, let's see if you got this right. Okay. What comes next is the assignment. Yes. So let me do a quick review of what we learned and then the assignment. forgiveness, you know, forgiving yourself for the decisions that you make in your business is probably holding you back. That's the first thing. That if you're forgiving yourself for the decisions that you make in your business, if you're forgiving yourself and showing yourself grace for the mistakes that you make in your business, you are holding yourself back. Because you're training your brain to see that making decisions in business and taking risk in business is wrong. It's bad. And you want to avoid that at being the good person that you are. Counterproductive to your growth. Because mistakes are experiences, and these are experiences that you can learn from to become better at what you do and to better manage your business. So what do you need to do? Change your mindset. Start playing to win, not trying to avoid mistakes. Change how you talk about it. Don't talk about how you messed up. Don't say that things were a waste of time. Don't say that they were a waste of money. Don't say that you're going back to the script. Like, oh, I got to go back to the starting board. No, you're not. Because the starting board, you didn't know anything. Now you know what don't work, at least. So you're not going back with the, you're not starting all over again. Like, that's, oh, I'm back at square one. No, you're not. You are on the next square. Whatever the next square is, that's the square you're on, right? So really watching how you talk about it and then change what you do. Pay attention to the lesson, right? Process it and adjust your strategy, right? Those are the things I want you to take away. Now, here's your assignment. Let me pick it up. I got it right here. I want you to journal the lessons that you've learned this year in business. So I just want you to say, maybe take 5 minutes, get your journal out, and then just think. You can start by thinking of the mistakes that you've made, right? Or the times that you felt like it was a mistake. And you thought, oh man, that was, did not go well. Think back on those moments and don't write down the mistake. Write down the lessons that you learned. So what are some lessons that you learned in 2020 in business, right? As a result of some of the decisions that you made that did not quite go as well as you thought they were going to go. So not just lessons that you, you know, learned randomly or through your successes. I want you to journal the lessons that you've made from the things that you previously felt like were mistakes. And if you can't think of your lessons, I want you to think about your mistakes and then think about the lessons that you could have learned from that. Then the second thing I want you to do is to share one of those lessons in the Dose of Courage community on Facebook under the weekly podcast post, okay? I want you to journal what lessons you've learned. Then I want you to share one lesson. We want to learn from your mistakes too, okay? I want you to share one lesson that you've learned this year under the podcast post. And I'm going to share mine, so make sure you're in the group so you can see the lesson that I learned. And then last but certainly not least, did you get any value from this podcast episode at all? Any ahas, any confirmation, any takeaways? If you did, then you know what we say. We have an obligation to share. So I want you to share a link to this episode. I want you to screenshot this episode and share it on your social media at me, at Courage Molina, so I can share it on my stories. We have got to get this message out. If it's helped you, it will help another lady in business. Last, don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Y'all know I'm trying to get to 1,000 subscribers and not trying. Y'all know I'm getting to 1,000 subscribers by my birthday, right? Which is just in a few months. So that means that you need to subscribe. If you love this podcast, if you love this episode, go ahead and subscribe. Greatly appreciate it. And then share this podcast episode with a friend and tell them to subscribe too. Yes. Do you know what? Do you know that there are groups? Listen, there are multi-level marketing groups like Mary Kay. There's another one, Rodan Fields. The keto people, I can't think of their name right now. Keto, it's like, I don't know actually what it's called. I'm very sorry. If they're listening to this particular episode, I'm sorry. But those, a lot of those sales directors use the Dose of Courage podcast as training. So if they want to offer their group some like quick training and some great tips to help build their confidence and things like that, they're using these episodes. And so you can do the same. If you're an MLM, multi-level marketing, if you have a group, if you have a team, and you want to get them some bonus training, some additional training, some encouragement, because you understand the importance of confidence in sales and growth, then go ahead and share this podcast episode with your group. Make Dose of Courage a part of your weekly homework for your sales team. Okay? It's good stuff. And okay, so I think that's it. That's everything. I really hope that this episode has really given you the confidence to show up as your most bold self and, you know, take courageous actions so that you can increase your impact and your income. Okay? All right. I love y'all. Till next week. Later.